Welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. You know, whenever, if any of you spent any time on these dating apps and stuff, or just about anywhere where women are trying to find someone to date, I noticed that in the 20-somethings, you never see that I'm looking for a real man. Believe it or not, you don't. They never say I'm looking for a real man. I'm looking for so-and-so, no hookups. You never see that from 20-somethings. Until they have young ones, until they've got kids. Then once they have kids, done with the F-boys, done with messing around, I'm looking for a real man. I'm looking for someone I can finally settle down with. No more fun, no more hookups. I just want something serious. Why is it only the 20-somethings seem to want that once they've had a couple young ones? Well, it's because no one wants to have fun with them anymore. Or, let me correct that, people only want to have fun with them because no one else wants to get seriously involved, because they don't want just add water, or actually just add cash, insta-family. No one wants it. And all of a sudden, they're finding this out. And they say, you know what? I don't want to just be the hookup girl. I want a family. I want someone to help me take care of what I've already created with somebody else. Who's going to be a real man and step up? And if you don't believe me, just go look at some of these profiles online. It's always the real man. Who's the next one? 30-somethings. And the 30-somethings that have been through the game over and over, and they may have partied, they may have had a great time, they had all their fun, fun's over. No more fun. Serious. With a real man. So what's real man mean? What's nice guy mean? It means I'm ready to settle. I'm ready because the cute guys, the guys I was really into when I was in my fun mode, well, none of them wanted to settle down. They were good looking. They were charismatic. They were maybe hot, whatever, good shape. But they didn't want to settle down with me. Now, they helped me make a couple of kids, but they didn't want to settle down. And so they were the bad boys. And I wanted my fun with the bad boys. But now the bad boys aren't paying attention to me anymore. I guess I need to find a real man. Only a real man will step up and help me take care of my pre-made family. Only a real man will take me in my 30s after I've made some bad decisions in my life. No more fun. No more games. Serious, real man. I have a goofy article here, and I think it's kind of funny. But here's a challenge. Listen closely. I'll try to read it very clearly. Listen to the one sentence that tells you why she wants a nice guy. See if you can find it with me. It says, a note to nice guys. Once I couldn't stand you. Now I can't get enough. She's looking for a real man. She can't. Now she likes the nice guys. What did we miss here? Newsflash, nice guys. Nothing is more attractive than a man that's truly present. Plenty of women are ready to love you. Well, holy cow. I didn't know that. Where have they been hiding? I wonder, maybe she's 28, model, education, no kids, ready to start a family. I wonder why I've never seen these profiles before. Let's read and see what we can find out here. We all know the phrase, nice guys finish last. And as I look back at my life, I would have to say that I agreed with it when I was in high school. The good news is, presuming that the type of woman you desire holds a bit more maturity than what you'd expect from a young person, then rest assured there are, believe it or not, plenty of women hoping to meet their Mr. Nice Guy. That's great. I'm a nice guy. Maybe the 140, 150, however many videos I have out so far, maybe I was wrong on all of those. I must have missed something. So what is it exactly about our culture that perpetuates this myth? Let's start with some observations about adolescence. Understand the upstanding citizen we may be today conflicts with the younger, or with the youth at an earlier stage, when we were caught up in that hormone-crazed tornado. To pretend we were not shaped by this time would be an injustice. Youth, for some reason, is an experiment in thrills. It's the time in your life when you are meant to push boundaries and see how far you can go. Mr. Nice Guy isn't going to bring you home past curfew because he fears repercussions with your parents, and is weighed outdoing so may mean not seeing you again. It's a pretty smart tactic. If you think about it, Mr. Thrill will send her home with messy hair and let her sort it out. Probably the worst idea in the world, and yet that's the voice of reason, or lack thereof, that many of us exercised in our journey to becoming who we are today. In other words, I know Mr. Nice Guy was the responsible one, the good one, the one I should have spent my time with, but I needed to push my boundaries. I needed to explore. I needed to find myself. I needed to party. But I needed to find out who I was so I could find the right Mr. Nice Guy to settle down with. Maybe that explains why I was crazy about the boy who had been suspended from his school's end-of-the-year field trip, yet managed to smuggle us both into the field trip anyway, even though I didn't go to his school. Maybe it also explains why that shy guy who sat across me in study hall and blushed when he saw me look his way just didn't do it for me. But today, in a grown-up version of the situation, I would be incredibly flattered and probably tell my girlfriends about it. So it sounds like Mr. Thrill sent her home lots of times with messy hair, maybe from the back seat, and she didn't want to give the nice guy a chance. But something changed. Sounds like she got it all out of her system. Something, she must have had her numbers and ran through them all and decided, you know, something's missing. I think I'm ready to settle down. Now, what could it be, gentlemen? Now let's talk about adulthood. How I have redefined the meaning of nice guy and what it actually meant for in my life. For most of us, maturity, or should, set in at some point. With a full-time job, two children to raise, and a mortgage, it's safe to say my priorities changed significantly over a 12-year period. 2 years ago, I met a guy who I today would label Mr. Nice Guy. I think there's the key of what we're missing. Let's reverse and see if we can find it. With a full-time job, two children to raise, and a mortgage, it's safe to say my priorities changed significantly over a 12-year period. Shocking. So that 12-year period at least puts her into her 30s with a full-time job and two kids to raise and a mortgage. I wonder why those things would make her want to look for a nice guy. I mean, they're young college people that have full-time jobs, and they're young people that have rent and a mortgage. Could it be maybe that now the 30s are here and you have two family members to take care of? I don't think I have to think too deeply about this to see why all of a sudden nice guy Captain Bailout is here to save the day. Although a self-declared Mr. Thrill in his youth, I wasn't sure what to expect from Mr. Nice Guy in his 34-year-old body. But believe me when I say that I quickly found nothing is more attractive than a man who is truly present. Yes, he's truly present. Present to help you take care of your kids from another guy. Present to help you pay the bills. Present to help with those pesky chores around the house, like mowing the lawn and taking out the trash and washing the cars and fixing things when they break, etc. Sure saves you a lot of money from a repairman, doesn't it? I've done a fair bit of dating since my divorce, and I can honestly say I was never impressed until he came along. I wonder what changed. Our relationship blossomed because I was able to put something into him I was never able to before. Trust. He never made me feel replaceable. Whoops. That's a mistake on his part. If she doesn't feel replaceable, he's not going to excite her. But in the same token, she feels very safe with him. The fallback guy, Captain Safety Blanket. He was a man who I could count on to help me around the house, I called it. A guy who would not simply apologize just to shut me up, but who would genuinely try and listen and understand. He cherished the little moments, and there was just enough thrill left in him to keep me interested without creating instability in the core values that had become so important in shaping and defining the love that blossomed between us. All of the things that made him Mr. Nice Guy were the very things that let me love him deeply, and I'm so proud to be marrying Mr. Nice Guy this September. And there it is. That's why Mr. Nice Guy is wonderful, because he will step up to the plate. He's a real man. He'll step up to the plate and marry me, even though I have kids from another relationship, even though I'm divorced. even though I'm in my 30s. If you fear you're a Mr. Nice Guy who's going to finish last, maybe you just haven't met someone emotionally mature enough to value you. But I can tell you, when you do, she will love you and desire you more for these traits than any bozo lacking them, who she may be stuck dating now. That's right, guys. So all you have to do is go to, remember, the football game is playing. Everybody's inside enjoying the football game. They're knocking back cold ones, having popcorn, hot dogs. They're enjoying the sports. They're enjoying the activity. They're enjoying the fun. They're enjoying everything. And all you have to do is go to the exit of the auditorium, of the stadium, pull up a chair and sit there and wait. And when they're completely exhausted, so tired of having all the fun, all the excitement, all the thrills, they've knocked back those cold ones, maybe a little tipsy. They just want someone to relax with, someone to settle down with, someone to help pay the bills, someone to help take care of the house, someone to help take care of the kids. I'm done with all this craziness. Now, Mr. Real Man who will step up and take care of me, Mr. Nice Guy who will take me away from all this craziness, no more fun and games, no more craziness, no more boys. Let's just settle down and grow old together on your paycheck, with your pension, with my kids, with my mortgage, with my college debt. Thank you for supporting me in this time of my need. And just pray I don't run into some super hot available yoga instructor or guy from the gym or coworker who lights that Mr. Thrill button again. And 'cause I want you, Mr. Nice Guy, to wait here for me. Let's just hope Mr. Thrill doesn't come along and make me want to walk away because you worked too much or you were too emotionally unavailable for me. All right, yeah, I was a little sarcastic on this one, but you can see what I'm talking about, right? That the nice guy is expected to be there after all the fun in the 20s and all the fun in the 30s, after she's made all her bad decisions and had all her fun and all the other guys that enjoyed that fun with her. She's done with that now. Now I know who I am. I know what I want. I want someone that's solid as a rock, that I can rely upon, that I can relax with, that I can enjoy some time with, that I can just be with, that'll help me with all the mundane, boring things of life, like taking me out to dinner, taking the kids to the movies, helping me pay the mortgage, helping me, you know, just be. Isn't that what you want, guys? To wait until your 30s, your best years. Well, actually, the 40s can be really good, too. But the 30s and 40s, when you're just coming up to speed, you've now got the ball and chain around your ankle. But it's great for her, because you can help drag her along into the future. But in the meantime, it's going to be holding you back. So don't be a real man. Don't be a nice guy. Don't be a nice guy. Just do your thing. Or else this. These are the leavings that you're offered after she's done with all her fun. The princess is ready for her king. Guys, I'll leave it there. Thank you for all of those that have supported me recently. If you would like to help, links are down below. If you'd like to donate directly, thank you for those that have. And of course, as always, like, comment, share, and subscribe. That helps me in a great way as well. And check out some of my older stuff. Guys, I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. And remember, today's girl that's having a good time, that's party and fun, is tomorrow's ball and chain for you. Thank you.